You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by No Side Bible Church.
Cranky about this. If you want help to get a job, we'll help you. If you want help so you can lay around at the mission, or, and I know some of you don't, I know some of you looking for jobs, I'm talking about, but some don't. There's always some at the Salvation Army. If you're just trying to get through there and make it, we'll help you. If you're looking for a job, if you don't want to work, we don't want to help you. Is that rude?
No.
Okay. If it is, I'm rude. We have a bicycle program. I had a guy come to me here a while back. He said he wanted to rent a bicycle. And I said, what do you want to do with it? He said, well, I just want to have one to ride around on. I said, you working? He said, no, sir. I said, you looking for work? He said, no, sir. I said, you can't have a bicycle from us. Things are pretty simple with us. It kind of be cut and dried, yes or no, I would think. But anyway, thank you for being here tonight. You singing? Oh, that's right. Yeah, very good. Come on. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to introduce Miss Jamie to you. You've seen her the last couple of weeks playing bass back here, about 3 weeks now, I think. I invited Jamie to come check us out at the rec room. I knew she played, and I also knew she sang. At that time, she was kind of visiting our church, but last Sunday, she came down, joined the church, said, I want to do something. And she already had a job at the rec room. She'd already been playing for us. So she's going to sing for us. And I haven't heard her in a long time. So I'm really looking forward to it. Jamie Belknap. Welcome her again, please.
Anybody else been lost?
Yes.
Kind of trying to find your way?
Yes.
Well, I have the answer for you. It's called the Word of God. If you're seeking an answer to a question, you have the directions. If you have a Bible, the directions are in your hand. And so I always like to seek out songs that speak directly from Scripture. And so I'm going to share the verse that my song is based on. It's Psalm 18:2. It says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer." We all need deliverance, don't we?
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. "My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and stronghold." Where do I go? Nobody else to turn to. Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock, I know he's able. I go to the rock, I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Now where can I hide when the storms of life are threatening? Where do I run to when the winds of sorrow blow? Is there a refuge in the time of tribulation? I go to the rock, I know he's able. I run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me sink in sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, when the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Very good. Yeah. Turn in your Bibles tonight to Matthew chapter 13. And if you don't have a Bible and would like to turn to Matthew chapter 13, if you'll lift your hand, we'll get somebody to get you one. Okay. Now we're going to be reading quite a bit of scripture tonight, so you're going to miss a lot if you don't follow along with us. Anybody want to change your mind and get one? Okay. Matthew chapter 13. This is a familiar story in Matthew to church people. People who've been Christians for some time may not be familiar. For those that have only been Christians a short time, some of them were raised in church. Even though you may still not be a Christian, it might be a familiar story to you. But it's about the parable of the sower. And it's kind of interesting. And so we're going to read part of it and then stop and catch ourselves up on what it's really saying to you. A parable is a unique story in the Bible. Only one person ever used parables in the Bible, and that was Jesus Christ. Paul didn't, Matthew didn't, Mark didn't, Luke didn't, John didn't, Peter didn't. But Jesus used parables. So we're going to start in verse 1. It said, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him. So that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell upon thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But the other fell into good ground, brought forth fruit, some hundredfold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. I want you to notice first off that he didn't sow these seeds where we're talking about them falling. It said some seed fell. In verse 4, he said some, when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. Verse 5, some fell upon stony places. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns. And verse 8, and other fell into good ground. No sower would have sowed in those first three places. They're not going to sow out there in the ditch. They're not going to sow on the main road. They're not going to sow in the middle of the thorns or where there's just stones and no earth. Some of these fell. The way they planted seed, the way they sowed seed, they didn't have the planters like we have on the farms today. But they sowed them, and they had those rows, and they come to the end of the road, and they started back down the other way, slinging the seeds out to fall into the good ground. But some of them didn't fall on good ground. So notice, we're going to talk about those that fell, not were sowed, and not on good ground. Also, even where they fell on good ground, notice that the yield 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold depended on how much good ground the seed, the good seed, fell on. If it fell on bad ground, it didn't bring forth much. But if it fell on a lot of good ground, it's going to bring a lot of different. We're going to hear Jesus' explanation on all these in a moment, but I want to remind us thing. Now then, let's go to verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto him in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see these things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear these things which you hear and have not heard them. Notice what he said a parable was. I used to think that a parable was like an illustration to explain something. Let me tell you, a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly message. It's got an earthly story that everybody in the world can snap up on. They know about sowing and planting and reaping and growing crops. Everybody knows about that. That's normal in the nation of Israel, where Jesus is. But it's got a secret or a heavenly meaning. What does it really mean? And they ask Jesus, why are you teaching parables? And basically what he tells them here is to hide the truth, not to explain the truth. What Jesus is saying, look, I want to give you a story that you can understand it. But are you picking up on what I'm saying? Or is the message in this story just going right over your head? Hey, are you missing it? It's an earthly story with a heavenly message. He wanted to see who's paying attention. Now look at verse 18. He said, hear you therefore the parable of the sower. So he said, he tells his disciples, I'm going to explain it to y'all. I'm going to tell you what's behind all of it. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom. First thing Jesus does is define the seed as the word. I hear TV preachers talking about sowing the seed of money. You get a bunch of money back. It never was in the Bible. I don't know where they got it, but seed is never money. It's never talent. It's never some kind of investment. It's God. The seed is the word. So he said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one. Now he had an opportunity to pay attention to it, but he didn't get what was being said. And so the wicked one came and catches away that was sown in his heart. That is he which received the seed by the wayside. The wayside hearers just let Satan snatch the word away. It doesn't mean that much to him. You can have it. I don't really need it. Now then, let's go to the next one. But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, verse 20, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a little while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. The stony place hearers are one who just, they do it because it's a fad. They do it because it'll earn them something. It'll profit them something. They're having fun with it. It's more like entertainment to them. They don't take it seriously. It's popular. They have good times. And then trouble comes. And all of a sudden, when trouble comes, some of you are going to be a Christian. But it didn't happen like people taught you. You didn't get the money you thought you was going to get. You didn't get well like you thought you was going to. You didn't get healed like they told you you would. You didn't win whatever you was trying to win. Or the judge didn't cut you some slack like somebody told you he would. And so then we just quit. We're not going to do that. We'll just quit. Now, and then where does he go from here? Let's go down here to verse 23. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground. No, I'm sorry. Back up here. 22. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. They take the word, he hears the word, and then the care of this world. We get too busy We get too busy making money to serve God. We get too busy living our own life instead of serving God. We get too wrapped up in ourselves instead of serving God. See, God is number two or three down there somewhere. We let money, we let prestige, we let self, we let sex become more important than the Word. We spend our time praying, Lord, what are you going to do for me? Instead of, Lord, what can I do for you?
Amen.
That's the group that's among thorns. Now let me ask you a question. Many of you in here have already had the Word sown to you. That might have happened when you were being raised up. That might have happened when you were incarcerated somewhere. And let me tell you this, and I've been going in these places for 31 years. And I believe in a jailhouse conversion as much as I do a church house conversion any day of the week. Some of the greatest Bible student I ever knew started out as a card-carrying communist and registered atheist in a federal prison. He was from Puerto Rico. Tomas Reyes. Tomas has gone on to be with the Lord. One of the finest Bible students I ever met holds the record for the largest drug bust in the history of Seattle, Washington. It's amazing how many people that have suffered through it all and still have stood fast for Jesus Christ, would not turn their back on Him. You've had the Word sown to you. Or maybe you've had it sown to you just in the rec room. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to treat it like they did the thorns or the stones or the thistles? What are you going to do with it? Is it going to mean something to you? Is it going to cause you to stop and think and say, what happens? What happens if I die tonight? What happens if I come down with cancer? What happens if I have a heart attack? What happens if I have a stroke and can never talk again? What's going to happen? Can I turn to my Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I'll just sit here and wait for that new body in heaven? Well, the Bible said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be revealed with the glory in us. Glory is coming. Tonight, what I want you to do, bow your head, close your eyes. Nobody looking around. Just bow your head and close your eyes. And you say, Leland, by the lifting of your hand, you say, Leland, I don't want to waste the seed. I won't to know Jesus Christ. I don't want to go another day with no hope. I want to turn it over to Him tonight, this very night. Would you just slip up your hand? If that's your desire, God bless you. I see your hand, hon. I see yours, hon. Anyone? Yeah, yours and yours. Yes, sir. Say yours. Anyone else? I want to turn it over to Him tonight. Yes, ma'am. I see you on the back. God bless you. In a moment. I'm getting ready to pray, and then in a moment after I pray, Brother Charles is going to begin to sing "Just As I Am." We're going to stand, and I want you on that very first stanza to step out and say, "I turn it all over to Jesus. It's yours, Lord. I turn it over to you." Our Father, we pray. For those that lifted their hands, we pray for those that should have and didn't. We pray that even now, your Holy Spirit might give them the courage, might give them the desire to place their faith and trust in the one who died on the cross for them, Jesus Christ. Would you stand to your feet? Head still bowed, eyes still closed, Brother Charles. On the first verse, come on. Come on right now. We'll have somebody to meet with you, explain whatever you need to know, ask you questions. Come on. Right now, step out. Come on. Yes, ma'am. Come on, hon. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for those that are here tonight. Thank you for those that have put their trust in your Son. Thank you for those that are. And Father, thank you for those that have gotten a long way from you and just need to be restored tonight, to refreshen their commitment to you. We thank you for that. Bless us through the week, Father. And before this night's out, before this week's over, give them another opportunity to trust Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Refreshment bars open. Brother Doug, be back around.
His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.